This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I can tell Mark looks thrilled.
What is happening on my radio show?
Carl's dancing. Mark looks concerned and confused.
I was not dancing. I was jumping in joy to look at Mark's face.
Well, Mark, Nelly, Chingy, and the members of the list, St. Lunatics, will embark on a Where's the Party At World Tour in 2025, marking the 25th anniversary of Nelly's diamond-certified debut album, Country Grammar. The tour spans 54 dates across four continents, but surprisingly, they're not coming to St. Louis. St. Lunatics member Cage One hinted, though, on social media that there is a potential surprise hometown show they just haven't announced yet.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, is it because he was just arrested not that long ago for, was it cocaine or something? Ecstasy? What was found in his car?
He got, all charges were dropped.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
that was part of the deal. The police are like, look, buddy, we'll drop the charges. Just, you cannot come back to St. Louis
for a
while. As Scott
Rosenblum said,
yes,
it was an overzealous police officer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Whatever. He was charged with something. I can't remember what it was. But he's got a new mouth to feed, right? So he probably needs the cash.
Yeah, he just had a baby with a shot.
George Kresge Jr., better known as the Amazing Kreskin, did pass away on Tuesday at 89 in New Jersey. He was a renowned mentalist in entertainment. Kreskin drew inspiration from the comic book character Mandrake the Magician to launch a decades-long career starting in the 60s. He was popular guest on the talk show circuit with Merv Griffin, Johnny Carson, and Jimmy Fallon all having him on. And he captivated audiences with his mind tricks like guessing cards and locating hidden items. They did not say what he died from.
With all psychics, do you think he saw it coming?
Nah.
I mean, he often said he was not a psychic. He was just a
mentalist.
A mentalist.
And he could bend spoons with his mind.
There you go. Huh. But he couldn't stop the ravages of time.
He was on Carson all the time.
Yes, he was. I do remember seeing him on there.
Yellowstone season 5 finale. That won't mark the end of the Dutton family saga. It looks like Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser have signed on to lead a new spinoff series, reprising their roles of Beth and Rip. Taylor Sheridan is developing the spinoff, which will share the closest connection to the original Yellowstone series, set in the same present-day timeline.
What a tool Taylor Sheridan is. Can I just say that? I watched that the last... I haven't watched the final episode of this season, but I watched the last one, and the guy is so arrogant, he wrote an entire scene into the show just to show him shirtless. Because he's jacked. I mean, the guy is jacked. He looks like he works out like 6 hours a day. He's jacked. So there's a scene of him in a pool and a scene of him playing strip poker with girls at a card table with like hardly any clothes on, like just to show off his muscles. Just a complete tool.
He's probably
the guy who
takes gym selfies.
Well, right. It's no wonder the thing
RFK
fell
Jr.
apart, though, because his ego clearly got in the way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making a ton of money, though.
He was an actor first.
Yeah.
And he didn't like what directors and producers were doing, so he said, I'm going to write my own stuff.
He can ride a horse. I'll give him credit for that.
He's written a lot of great stuff. Got to give him. Austin Butler looks to star in a new adaptation of Brett Easton Ellis's American Psycho for Lionsgate. Unlike the 2000 film starring Christian Bale, the new version will offer a fresh interpretation of the 1980s story of Patrick Bateman, a Wall Street yuppie and serial killer. The screenplay may emphasize erotic themes over the horror satire that it originally did.
There are no new ideas.
This guy
in Hollywood
was Elvis in the Elvis movie with
Baz
Luhrmann.
Yeah.
And he was also the bald guy in Dune Part 2, the psychopath.
Wow.
And so now he's going to be...
I think he'll do a good job. He's a good actor.
Psycho. Yeah.
He's psycho.
He's going to continue to be psycho.
Huh.
Kim just messed up this story for me. No, not really. She's all crossing stuff out. Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year, marking the second time he has received this honor after winning in 2016. And according to leaked information, because originally this was not going to be announced till tomorrow, Trump will unveil the cover today by ringing in the New York Stock Exchange opening bell.
But by the way, Time just, in your defense, Time just put this on social media 14 minutes ago.
Sorry, there's a dog
so
outside.
This just was announced.
Okay.
Sorry, there's
so
a dog.
It's
official.
Unofficially
Time,
official?
It is official. Time actually posted Donald Trump is Time's Person of the Year and has the cover on there.
Who else would it have been?
Elon Musk. Yeah.
Well, Musk maybe, but I saw that Kamala Harris was in the running.
That's a joke.
Are you kidding me?
Ethan had a...
I thought it was Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but Joe Rogan would have been a good pick, but he really was only key in the last like week or so. Elon Musk would have been a better pick. I think Elon or Donald Trump would have been the two obvious choices for me. Kamala Harris, that's embarrassing. They even considered her, if that's true.
And who else was on this? Kate Middleton.
Mark Zuckerberg. No.
Zuckerberg.
What have you done, Zuckerberg?
Except
censored people.
New president of Mexico.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was in the top 10.
She's about to discover the art of the deal, I'm afraid. I got some bad news for her on how to say that in Spanish, but that's coming.
Get more at 971talk.com.